The number of kids getting sick with the coronavirus is skyrocketing as the highly contagious Omicron variant rages. But there is a silver lining. In Illinois, the number of kids hospitalized with COVID-19 compared to adults is still relatively small, and deaths are rare. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch has been talking to experts, doctors, and parents about their experiences. And Kristen, tell us first, how is COVID-19 impacting children across Illinois?
Cases are climbing incredibly fast. On Friday, according to the state, there were around 11,000 new cases in kids ages 0 to 17, so babies to teenagers. That's a steep climb. Consider that that's double the number of cases from just a week earlier. And this is likely an undercount because you think of all the people who are testing positive at home and not reporting that. When it comes to hospitalizations, there really are few. As of January 5th, 173 kids were hospitalized in the entire state with COVID, and they made up just 2% of all people hospitalized with COVID at the time. Now, today I checked in with a few of the big children's hospitals that typically treat the sickest kids in the region. Their numbers are staying relatively the same, if not a little less than last week. And in Illinois, deaths are rare. So fewer than 20 kids have died of COVID during the entire pandemic. Most were ages 5 to 17. Health experts tell me that this shows how largely protected many children have been from getting severely ill from COVID.
And, you know, it can still be really scary for parents or providers who are treating the kids, even though we've got this relatively small number of kids being hospitalized.
Right. No one wants to see their kid in the hospital. And there's still so much we don't know about COVID. Like, what are the long-term effects of this disease in children? One thing many kids who are hospitalized with COVID have in common is that they're not vaccinated. That's either because their parents decided not to, or because they're too young to be vaccinated, and their parents aren't vaccinated either. So doctors are telling me that circles are not protecting some kids against severe illness.
Can we talk about some actual numbers? How many kids are vaccinated in Illinois, and what does that look like?
The numbers are not great. So right now in Illinois, only 22% of kids ages 5 to 11 are fully vaccinated. They're better with 12 to 17-year-olds across the state at about 57% of those kids vaccinated.
And if Omicron is so contagious and more kids are getting sick, why is there such a bitter debate in Chicago about whether kids should be in person in schools?
Yeah. So first off, health experts say that young kids are especially at low risk of getting and spreading COVID. And for many kids, if they do get sick, their symptoms tend to be mild, like congestion or fever. And secondly, there are several studies that suggest that COVID is not largely spreading at school, that kids are mostly getting COVID at home in their own communities. But there's a lot of debate here. You know, the data available to the public is confusing, and there's not enough of it to truly understand what's happening. Still, some people, including the Chicago Teachers Union, say the numbers are going up and school isn't safe enough for kids or for them, you know, the staff and the employees working at the schools.
And what have you found in talking to parents about how they're handling all this uncertainty around COVID-19?
It's incredibly hard, you know, but one of the things that people are doing is balancing risk. So how long do you stay cocooned or do all you can to protect yourself and others, like wearing a mask, getting vaccinated, and realizing that there's never going to be zero risk of getting COVID? You know, I talked to Kara McCanns, whose family was vaccinated except for her 4-year-old daughter because she's not eligible. And then her daughter tested positive around Christmas for COVID, and then Kara tested positive. And she's tried her best to protect her family, but says at this point, COVID just seems to be everywhere.
If this is Omicron and everyone is getting it, then like, this is the time we're going to get it when the whole family has it. And we just kind of surrendered to that.
And given the high case counts we're seeing right now, I think what she's going through is probably what a lot of families are going through.
WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch. You're listening to WBEZ.